The University of Virginia's Focused Ultrasound Center treated 15 people who suffered from uncontrollable shaking of their hands.
People who've been unable to button their shirt, have been unable to eat, unable to write, are now able to function.
That's Dr. Neil Cassell, chairman of the Focused Ultrasound Foundation, which funds research at centers around the world, using the power of magnetic resonance to guide doctors as they destroy abnormalities using ultrasound.
It's analogous to using a magnifying glass to focus multiple beams of light on a point and burn a hole in a leaf. But instead, with focused ultrasound, we're focusing multiple beams on a point deep in the body with extreme precision.
This technology is approved by the Food and Drug Administration for the treatment of uterine fibroids. It's less expensive than conventional surgery, but Cassell says insurance companies don't routinely cover it.
Only about a third of women who should be treated for uterine fibroids actually get treated because they don't want to undergo the surgical procedure of hysterectomy or uterine artery embolization and the disability that occurs after that. But with focused ultrasound, the patients are back to work or to their normal life in a day.
The Focused Ultrasound Foundation is dedicated to speeding up research to determine the safety and effectiveness of this technology in treating various conditions.
There are clinical trials ongoing now for pain from bone metastasis, prostate cancer, breast cancer, Parkinson's disease. Two patients have been treated in Switzerland with Parkinson's disease, and we're hoping to start a clinical trial at the University of Virginia sometime in the first quarter of this year.
But the university is not looking for volunteers, and the Focused Ultrasound Center is already getting too many calls from people who want to know when they can have their procedure done in this way. The foundation says it's working as quickly as possible to get FDA approval and insurance company sign-off. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.